Here with your Marketline Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Earlier this year, we saw extreme volatility in the cattle markets with limit moves almost daily. But those days are gone, and cattle has been trading in a narrow range without breaking out with big moves in either direction. Coronavirus likely has something to do with it, says Virginia McGathy.
There is some issues with meat plants signing that certificate for China that there is no COVID-19. That seems to be slowing down the movement of the product and just causing a little bit of a backlog. Feeders were a little bit steady today, and I think the market's just kind of stabilizing somewhat. But the futures just seem to be optimistic about demand growth, and that's giving some underlying support to the futures. So it hasn't really had a huge decline, although it seems that some of the bearish things about the markets are just putting a lid on any ability for these markets to really turn around and get some significant footing for it to go a little bit higher.
Live cattle futures were down 27.5 cents on the August board to $96.75. Feeder cattle for August up 37.5 cents to $133.25. Chicago July wheat futures yesterday closed up 5.5 cents to $486.5. July corn down sharply, closing down 7 cents to $317.5. Class 3 milk fell again yesterday, down another 62 cents on the July board, still at $20.94. With your daily Marketline report, I'm Tim Hammerich.